To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one, shall glory, praise, and honor be, now and throughout eternity.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world.
You return man to dust and say,
return, O children of man.
For 1,000 years in your sight
are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night.
You sweep them away as with a flood. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning.
In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers.
For we are brought to an end by your anger. By your wrath we are dismayed.
You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence.
For all our days pass away under your wrath.
We bring our years to an end like a sigh.
The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80.
Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away.
Who considers the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear of you?
So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom.
Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us.
And establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. Almighty and ever-living God,
you have given exceedingly great and precious promises to those who trust in you.
Dispel from us the works of darkness,
and grant to us to live in the light of your Son, Jesus Christ, that our faith may never be found wanting.
Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit,
one God, now and forever. Amen.
Congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Zephaniah chapter 1, starting at verse 7. Be silent before the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is near. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice and consecrated his gifts. And on the day of the Lord's sacrifice, I will punish the officials and the king's sons and all who array themselves in foreign attire. On that day, I will punish everyone who leaps over the threshold and those who fill their master's house with violence and fraud. On that day, declares the Lord, a cry will be heard from the fish gate, a wail from the second quarter, a loud crash from the hills. Wail, O inhabitants of the mortar, for all the traitors are no more. All who weigh out silver are cut off. At that time I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the men who are complacent, those who say in their hearts, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do ill. Their goods shall be plundered and their houses laid waste. Though they build houses, they shall not inhabit them. Though they plant vineyards, they shall not drink wine from them. The great day of the Lord is near, near and hastening fast. The sound of the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty man cries aloud there. A day of wrath is that day, a day of distress and anguish, a day of ruin and devastation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of cloudiness and thick darkness, a day of trumpet blast and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the lofty battlements. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting at verse 1. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying, there is peace and security, then suddenly destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the gospel reading. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
For it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made the 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here, I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also who had the 2 talents came forward, saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here, I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also, who had received the one talent, came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was mine with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But to the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that day there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to thee, O Christ.
Congregation may be seated.
Awake, O sleeper, rise from death, and Christ shall give you light. So learn his love, its length and breadth, its fullness, depth, and height. To us on earth he came to bring from sin.
The sermon is based on two of the verses out of the reading from Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians. And I also want to just address briefly, just at the front of the sermon, the things that are said in this Zephaniah Old Testament reading. May God bless these words in the name. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The Old Testament reading is closely connected to the gospel reading. To be ready, to be faithful for the Lord's return. And that is the main part when we look at Thessalonians. But that parable that Jesus taught about the five who gained more, five more for his master, the man with 2 talents who gained 2 more, and then the one man who didn't really think about the master's returning except he told the master, I was afraid of you. And then we also hear this reading from the Old Testament, this judgment that's coming on God's people. And a key to the understanding that Old Testament prophecy is verse 12 in Zephaniah 1, verse 12, which says, At that time I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the men who are complacent, the ones who aren't watching, the ones like the man with the one talent who wasn't worried about doing anything for his master. The complacent ones. It continues in that verse, those who say in their hearts, the Lord will not do good,
nor will he do ill. The attitude that is being preached against here is, oh, God doesn't do good, God doesn't do ill, I don't have to worry about anything. And in that parable of the talents, the first and the second man, they cared about working for the master, even in his absence. The third man did not. It's that complacency of faith or lack of faith. It doesn't matter what I do, good or bad. God doesn't do good or bad. Everything just happens. That is what is being judged in these two readings. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Paul even tells the Christians in Thessalonica, "Now concerning the times and the season, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night." These folks are ready. These folks are concerned. These folks are waiting for Jesus to return, and what should they be doing, how they should be living in the meantime. So this judgment that we hear in the Old Testament reading is not on these folks. These folks that Paul writes to, they're thinking about it. They're concerned about it. And as I prepared for the sermon and read, especially the 1 Thessalonians passage, this one, he gives them instruction about the end times, and other chapters there's more instruction as well. But something that jumped out at me to share with you and for us to think about together was verses 9 and 10 of that 1 Thessalonians 5. "For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him." Now that passage, that assurance that Paul gave to the Christians, always reminds me this thing of being awake for Jesus, and are you asleep or are you awake? There is an early Christian hymn in Ephesians 5, verse 4. All theologians agree. It's a hymn. It's a song. And Paul either made it up or quoted it, and thus it is an inspired song. It's very short. "Awake, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." It reads like that. It's poetry right there in the Greek New Testament. Paul talks to the Thessalonians about awake and asleep and plays those ideas off back and forth several times in the letter to the Thessalonians. Do you remember when Jesus came to raise the little girl from the dead? He came and the girl had died, and there was a commotion, it says. And Jesus said, "Why are you making all the commotion? She is only sleeping." And the text says they laughed at him because, "What? No, she's dead. She stopped breathing. She's dead. We know she's dead. What are you talking about, Jesus?" And Jesus called the little girl to stand, "Talitha cum." And she did. She was physically dead. But physical death to Jesus, he calls it over and over again, sleep. To be awake in Jesus is to have our souls and minds and hearts awakened to faith in Jesus Christ, watching, being concerned, watching carefully, not saying, "Oh, it doesn't matter, God will do no good, God will do no ill, it doesn't matter." No, that's not awake in Jesus. Awaken Jesus is to be aware of his will and his life and forgiveness that he's given to me and to live that out. And that's awake. Physical death, that doesn't stop Jesus. Jesus can raise the dead, and Jesus will come one day and raise all the dead. But it is that faith or lack of faith that is so concerning
to Jesus. And Jesus calls to be asleep with him. He actually calls the death of his people just sleep. There was a time also when he said to his disciples, "We must go to Lazarus. He's fallen asleep." And his disciples said back to Jesus, "Well, if he's fallen asleep, he'll wake up again." And the text says, oh, they did not know that Jesus meant he died. That's how Jesus refers to death. Our death is just sleep because he has power over it. He wakes us up and we can be awake. Sleep and death. So Paul talks to the Christians in Thessalonica and says, you know about this. And he gives some directions and guidance. And then he says in this verse 9, we are not destined for the wrath of God. No matter what happens, we are not destined for the wrath of God. Good or evil happening in our lives, you people are not destined for the wrath of God. You are in Christ Jesus. God is with you. Whatever happens, and some things are not nice at all, not pleasant to endure, but this is not the wrath of God against his people. It is not. It is not the wrath of God. For he says, this is for salvation in Jesus Christ. That's what you're meant for, is salvation. And this understanding is so important as we go through daily life and we talk and converse with people, that in Jesus, the wrath of God was taken away from us. That was why he died on the cross, was to take the wrath of God away from us. So faith in Jesus gives us that forgiveness and life and being spiritually awake in him. So awake in Christ, so that even when we die, God only calls it sleep. It's only sleep. Paul wants them to understand their lives, their day-to-day lives, today, tomorrow, next year, the years beyond, as nothing is the wrath of God. Even the bad things, God is not angry with you, for you have faith in Christ, you are forgiven. But instead, you are destined for salvation. And if God has destined us for salvation, he will get us through, one way or another. He might call us to heaven and be with him today. Or he may take us next year. Or he'll give us so many years to live. Whatever is his timing, he will get us through to that time. So no matter what's happening in society, no matter with it, COVID-19 and other things that are happening besides that, God is taking us through. That verse 10, so that whether awake or asleep, we're ready for Jesus. Are you ready for Jesus when you physically just sleep, not die, but sleep? Are you ready for Jesus? Yes, you're ready. Are you ready for Jesus if you're very ill and you can hardly do anything at all? Yes, you're ready. Are we ready for Jesus in the strength and prime of life? Yes. Whatever is our situation, we can be ready for Jesus. Pastor, I don't know if my tiles are going to stay on my house with this wind. What a lot of things we have to take care of, right? But in the taking care of those things, we are awake, we're ready for Jesus, and good or bad, we are not destined for the wrath of God. For we are destined for salvation in Jesus Christ. And dear friends, a lot of people don't know this.
Their heads are turned this way and that way, and they don't know, is God for us? Is there a God at all? What's going on? But you know. And you can also say, in Jesus, God is not angry with us. He has forgiven us. We wait for Jesus. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praise that you have made us awake in Jesus, that we are ready in faith, through faith, for Jesus to come again. Help us to have a firm faith and a joy, knowing whatever is going on in the world around us and in our own lives, it is not your wrath. For we are in Christ and we are forgiven, but rather you are aiming us for salvation. Keep us ready, dear Lord. Forgive our sins where we fall short. Wake us up all the more. Keep us ready for Jesus. In his holy name we pray. Amen. Now, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The congregation is invited to stand. We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed and offer our prayers after that. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Almighty God, everlasting Father, you are worthy of being praised for all your gifts and graces, which you have given to us, your unworthy people. Hear us this day as we cry to you for mercy toward all people as they have need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You have made us your people and preserved us to the ministry of your word and sacraments. Continue to pour out upon us grace upon grace, that we may be kept in faith and guarded in hope. Make your church throughout the world one in doctrine, confession, and life, and give to your church faithful pastors who will preach and teach your word with conviction. Deliver us from confusion and error by the power of your Holy Spirit, and raise up those who will continue to serve in faithfulness and humility. Deliver all enemies of your church and convert their hearts to repentance and faith. Strengthen all Christians in their faith and in their vocation of services as your children, that they may be obedient to your word and receive the salvation of our souls. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Deliver the nations from oppression and ungodly rulers and governments. Bless all in authority within our own nation, that righteousness may flourish and injustice end. Bless all those places where your people teach and learn, that our children may honor you, walk in your commands, and show forth in the lives the fruits of the Spirit. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Prevent all disaster and calamity. Deliver us from war and violence, and spare us from pestilence. Help us to know and rejoice in the good fruits of the earth.
Bless all noble occupations and help arts to flourish, that our lives may be enriched by beauty. Help us to harvest and receive with thanksgiving the fruits of the earth that you supply for our common good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give unity to your people that we may not be divided in doctrine or witness, and grant us grace that we may come to the Lord's table and receive there the body and blood of our Lord Jesus in sincere repentance and faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give to the sick healing, to the suffering relief, to the grieving hope, and to the dying peace. Hear especially on behalf of those who have requested our prayers and those we think in our hearts as well. We remember Margaret, Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Julie, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, Bill, Jason, Lori, Sue, Deborah, Becky, David, Brian, Pastor Rockroar, Pastor Shivey, and Pastor Berlin. Sustain us in the day of trial, deliver us from all our enemies of body and soul, and keep us steadfast in the day of trouble. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Remembering that here we have no abiding city, but heaven is our home. Give us your aid so that we may, by true faith and godly life, prepare for the coming of our Savior, doing the works you have called us to do, and accomplishing your purpose in our daily lives. Help us to multiply your mercy by loving our neighbor in need and loving you with all our body, soul, strength, and will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
We pray Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angels be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, hear my prayer,
and let my cry come to you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.
You are invited to remain standing, if you wish, to sing the next three verses of this hymn, Preparing for Holy Communion. We will stand again at the service of the sacrament, so you can sit and sing or remain standing. It's up to you.
Your table I approach, dear Savior, hear my prayer. Let not an unrepentant heart prove hurtful to me there. Lord, I confess my sins and mourn their wretched bands. A contrite heart is sure to find forgiveness at your hands. Your body and your blood, once slain and shed for me, are taken.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
In these last days you have poured your Holy Spirit on your church, that your daughters and sons might proclaim the wonders of your salvation in Christ Jesus our Lord. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon your gathered people, that faithfully eating and drinking the body and blood of your Son, we may go forth to proclaim his salvation to the ends of the earth.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them all, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take, eat the true body of Christ, which is given for you. Take and drink the very blood of Jesus, which is shed for you. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Jesus, which is given for you. Take and drink the true blood of Jesus, which is shed for you. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
Pray.